Don Koenigs has attended St. Catherine's of Siena Catholic Church for over 40 years. He was one of just two parishioners at midday mass on Thursday.
I saw smoke while I was inside from the skylight in the church. We were just ready to receive Holy Communion. I looked up and I saw smoke billowing up above. So I ran out of the church immediately and could see that the church was on fire. I ran in and told Father, we were called 911, and I said, you have to take Jesus out of the tabernacle.
At 12:29 p.m., emergency dispatch received multiple calls as neighbors and passersby caught sight of the flames. Fire, EMS, search and rescue, and law enforcement were all on the scene within minutes. As the firefighters tackled the blaze, smoke billowed from St. Catherine's down into Petersburg. Police officers quickly cordoned off several blocks. Here's Sergeant Drew Eris.
Smoke was heading in a southwesterly direction, so we evacuated everybody in the nearby houses here, and we also evacuated the children's center over here because there was actively children in the school center.
At Petersburg Medical Center, CEO Phil Hofstetter saw the smoke as it blew down the hill to the clinic.
It was almost like it was porous. It went right through the building.
And that meant scores of appointments were quickly canceled.
Well, we closed all our non-essential services right now, and we sent staff home. We put in some air scrubbers into the different units for long-term care.
Back at St. Catherine's, crowds gathered as the church roof began to cave in and its spire buckled under the heat of the flames.
Bringing tears to my eyes earlier, just shocked.
I've never seen anything like this. Lived here 48 years and there's been fires in town, but this is pretty terrible.
Sad for the community. Going to be tough on all the parishioners there and stuff. They're going to need a lot of community support.
Among the onlookers stood Father Jose. This is his first year at St. Catherine's.
So heartbreaking. So heartbreaking. But we will survive, you know, that's our hope. And I want to thank all the fire department works. They are working hard to control this fire.
As the first hour rolled on, more volunteers arrived on the scene. Some, like Taylor Norheim, even raced in from the water to fight the fire.
I got here late even. I was out on the boat. I had to go cancel work for the day because if I didn't do it and nobody was doing it, somebody's got to do it. Yeah. I mean, the building's a loss. That really sucks. My parents were married in there a long time ago.
The Petersburg Fire Department has to rely on volunteers, many with full-time jobs like Norheim. And Fire Department spokesperson Dave Berg said that means when a massive blaze like this occurs, the worst he's seen in a quarter century, they can find themselves with just a skeleton crew.
We showed up with three engines. One engine came in with only a driver. It's capable of carrying a crew of six. And another engine came in short-staffed also.
Do you think you could have saved more of the church if you had more volunteers?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Our volunteer staff has been declining over the years. There's just, people don't seem to be as interested in either fire service or volunteering as a whole, which has really put a damper on what we can do as far as interior attack. And so at some point you have to become defensive and go into a defensive mode, kind of like we're in right now.
And Aaron Hankins, the director of fire and EMS, said in a race against time, fewer volunteers can have a massive impact.
Would you have done this operation differently if you'd had more volunteers, Aaron?
We might have been able to get up on the roof before the entire thing was compromised. But by the time we got access and had enough volunteers to do it, it was kind of not really safe to go on there.
As the afternoon turned to evening, the flames died down, but refused to die out. 4-inch-thick wooden beams, tightly layered on the roof of the sanctuary, blocked the hoses from extinguishing the flames smouldering underneath. And the attic of the fellowship was just as hard to reach. And so the chainsaws came out to carve up chunks of timber to allow for a way for the water to get in.
So I think for this week...
Across a car park in the Parks and Rec Gymnasium, the St. Catherine's congregation gathered for communion, prayer, and to plan for the days ahead. Father Jose was living at the back of the church before it burned down. And in a brief moment of levity, he told the parishioners he just brought home some groceries.
I was about to cook today. I just brought some pork. And I served for it. I think, maybe roasted now with the fire.
The congregation hopes to assemble for Mass this weekend in the grotto next to the burnt-out church. But they don't yet know what can be salvaged from inside. As the parishioners left the gymnasium, They stopped to watch the firefighters still battling the stubborn flames burning in the church roof. Dave Berg says the outlook for the building isn't good.
Well, the sanctuary was spared. There's heavy smoke damage in there, but as far as the rectory is concerned, and especially the fellowship hall and the kitchen area, pretty much destroyed. Yeah, and I really think that all in all, we're probably going to have a total loss with the building.
It was past 10 p.m. when the final hose was turned off. Just one injury among the multi-agency army of Petersburg volunteers, a broken finger in the fire crew. The cause of the blaze will be investigated in the days and weeks to come by local and state fire marshals. But for now, St. Catherine's of Siena is reduced to a shell. In Petersburg, I'm Thomas Copeland.